you, Santa Claus!
So you're in your early 20s, out of Cambridge a couple of years.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I think we toured that show for about a year, so a year and a half. So about, so I was maybe, I'm looking at age 23, 24.
Okay.
I was working at Dartington, at Rotherhithe Theatre Workshop. Loved South East London. Found it, you know, really found it an amazing place. And it took me into that kind of teaching mode. I wrote to lots of agents and said, please can
didn't,
I be an
didn't
actress?
Didn't we all?
Please can I be an actress?
Yeah. Give me permission. Yeah.
Of course, at that time, you still needed an equity card and things. So I couldn't apply for professional jobs. And I just got flat nose back. And even though I kept thinking, oh, well, maybe I'd be all right, because I'd won an award at the National Student Drama Festival of Best Actress for that year. I can't remember what year it would have been. Would have been 83.
And the Fringe First as well.
Oh, and the Fringe First.
You've got a little collection of this for this age. That's two biggies.
I'd had some other awards from at the end of school as well.
All right, stop blowing your own trumpet. Come on.
No, but this is my point being, these bloody awards don't get you anywhere. Yeah. They didn't do a thing. You know, my National Student Drama Festival Best Actress, all it got back from the agents was, no, thank you. You know, just,
yeah, not even addressed, no, not even referenced.
I've still got those letters, and they are really, I look at them and they feel so kind of painful. It's almost like the kind of pain you want to stick your finger into. It hurts so much, but it's something kind of pleasurable about it as well. It's so humiliating.
You do what a lot of us did and doesn't exist anymore as much, which is you spent a fortune on headshots and a letter and got them printed and typed them up, possibly.
Totally, yep. Yeah.
And, you know, paid postage and hardback envelopes, things that cost money when you don't have money.
Yeah.
And got nothing in return.
Yeah.
You got a few replies, I imagine, percentage-wise, out of the ones you sent out. And then you go into not being an actor for a while.
Yeah, nothing. I mean, nothing. I started teaching via the Rotherhithe Theatre Workshop, started teaching drama, completely unqualified, of course.
Best
but
way.
Ended up working at Leicester Polytechnic on a theatre arts course, which was a BA in performing arts. I worked there for 5 years.
Brilliant.
I had a brilliant time there in terms of my own education.
Yeah.
Because although I was teaching, I was kind of grabbing all the visiting lecturers who came by and, you know, going to all their classes. I wasn't much older than the students. My most embarrassing moment, just to put the tin lid on it, is when I demonstrated a running forward roll to my class. I mean, you know, I'm not...
To what end, one might ask?
Yeah. It's morning, we've got to do movement. So we've done enough. We'll do run. The mat's here, you put your arm down here, you roll through and you stand up at the end.
At least there's a mat.
And I did this and in the process broke my collarbone.
Sorry, I shouldn't laugh.
We could not admit to my class that I had a broken collarbone. I never did. I sort of went around and just suffered in silence.
Yeah.
There's my penance, eh?
Yeah. I mean, that is, again, that's a scene in something, I'm convinced of it. So to take it kind of forward from then, I think it's right that we spent slightly longer on that because it seems like you had a longer journey to getting there. We haven't actually got there yet.
We haven't got there. No, I mean, I've still got another 5 years to go.
Come on.
So at the end of the teaching, basically what happened is I had a nervous breakdown. I had a total mental breakdown, which was because I was, as my good friend always says, in honour of Nick Park, wearing the wrong trousers, that I was simply not in the job I needed to be in.
Okay.
And when I was very ill, the doctor in the hospital said to me, he asked me a few questions. He wasn't a psychologist. He was a clinical physician. He said, I think he asked me about three questions. One of them was, what do you dream about? You know, something very simple. And then he said, okay, if you don't go back to acting, you are going to be ill for the rest of your life. And as he said it, I thought, oh, fuck, that's true. I think he said something true there.
And did you always know this, or had you been successfully kind of locking it away?
Oh, I'd been walking away from it.
Yeah, you compartmentalised.
Totally. I'd been thinking, oh, here I am. I'm a, you know, important senior lecturer. And, blah, blah, blah. And you know, I've got a whole other career. And all my friends, because this is the backdrop, a lot of my friends who I'd left university with from Cambridge were straight off the starting blocks doing incredibly well. So I was really embarrassed about the fact that I was not doing well, wasn't even acting, wasn't even anywhere near it. So my pride was sort of making me not admit to the fact.
What had you put that down to? Like to yourself, whenever you were looking at people around you, contemporaries who might not have won the NSDAF Best Actress Award, who might not have come out of Cambridge, and you were probably the one, as they looked at it, the one straight out of the blocks, and she's won a Fringe First. They've won a Fringe First up at Edinburgh with that play. Like, how did you explain that to yourself? Like, was it internally, I mustn't be good enough? Was it, I'm not lucky enough? What was...
Internally, I thought it was, I wasn't good enough. But I think now, looking back on it, I can see that it was, and this is something that's so important to have some objectivity on ourselves as actors, is that I just was not an ingenue. I mean, I wasn't. I was playing, my natural playing age, even when I was a kid, I was always playing 40-year-olds, you know. I had an older natural playing age. I was 5'2". I was dumpy. I just didn't have that kind of flirtatious energy, that, you know, youthful kind of bubbly thing. I just was not that. So I had potentially, I was a character actress, you know, this was the old spotlight categories, but that's where I was and that's where I remain.
It's a great place to be.
Yeah.
It's a great place to be.
And you're not likely to get many jobs. And unfortunately, what happened, looking back on those painful, painful, painful years, is that I just didn't quite have the humility. I tell you, I needed humility. I didn't get it until much later in life.
My knees, say that's you.